Hi, this is Michael of MMA Legal.
Hi, I'm coming on behalf of the gym.
One second.
I'm type point of your niece, well, before these police statements came off, you know.
Give me 2 seconds, sorry, can you say that again, please?
I'm calling back to James Conley, which will give you a phone when I was back on.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds, I'm just pull James' details up.
Right, thanks.
Check the notes. This is Louise. Hi, is that you, Louise?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Louise, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I tried to phone, but I think it was, like, maybe Louise the whole season or maybe off.
Yeah, maybe. Kind of. I think I'm actually going to 1 p.m. Okay. Okay, Taylor. So do you have 10 minutes of a chat with me, Louise, about James's case?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, so just let you know, Louise, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Mm-hmm.
My role here at MMA Legal is, as part of the investigation team, is to gather the evidence to help James get as much evidence as I possibly can so we can, you know, get James probably, you know, the best and the most out of this process.
Yeah.
So it's not only, you know, just getting information from his time in care, it's also trying to understand James's time post-care and the trauma that he faced as a child, how that has had a lasting effect on him.
Right.
Into his adulthood. The stuff that I can evidence, Louise, you know, GP knows of any sort of mental health problems, i.e. depression, anxiety, PTSD. If James has had any issues with alcohol or any substances, I can write to, you know, obviously GPs again, maybe addiction charities or rehabilitation centres, any sort of, you know, mental health institutions he's been in. I'll write to all of these different authorities, institutions. I'll gather that evidence and I'll paint a picture of not only James obviously in care, but also because of what happened to him in care as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's asking some questions now about James, and then just go on there then, and then building a picture of places I can write to and gather the evidence from.
Okay.
So I'm gonna ask you some questions about James. I'm sorry, David, that's the last thing, but I wouldn't be doing my job for James if I didn't ask. So I do apologise. Has James ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression or anxiety?
Yeah, depression.
Okay, that means you're...
Is that some medication for that?
Okay.
The medication that was given was for depression and, like, unable to sleep and... Make care of his
stuff. Oh. What stuff is? Okay. Has James had any issues with alcohol or any substance abuse issues?
No. Just... It seemed like when his mum passed away, he turned to alcohol, but it was only for a short time, maybe a bit of nothing to do with that.
Okay. Okay, the last question, which is the toughest question I ask, is has James ever tried to take his own life for me?
Not tried to, but that's why he's on the depression medication, because he wanted to, but didn't ever try.
Okay.
Is that all that he wants to not be here, but he's got severe learning difficulties and trying to put things into words. So when he's trying to tell the doctor, that's what she made of it.
continues, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was his previous one before he moved to Sutton.
He does probably on his medical records that I followed him over.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just add them. So I need to take James's GP details from you, please, Louise.
Right.
Just for practice. I don't need the GP. If you want to see the practice details, I'll write to the practice.
Right, it's Thorn Medical Centre.
Can you say that again, please, Louise? Sorry?
I'll Google it. I think it comes under Thorn Earth and Cowie. But I'll just check.
Yeah, I'm really about to do that myself.
All right. Well, it's Fallon Health Centre. It's the one in Fallon. F-A-L-L-I-N.
F-A-L-L-I-N. Medical practice.
Yeah.
And that is Stirling Road, Fallon, Stirling,
S-A-7. Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Okay. It's just like this.
I used to have a psychiatrist, I think it was a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Okay.
Years ago.
Was that through the GP?
I'm not sure it was before I'd met him, but he was still in touch with her. That was about 25 years maybe ago.
Okay. Do you think you'd be able to get any sort of detail?
I know it was Dr. Greenwood, and it was in Edinburgh.
Give me one second. Let me just ask one of my colleagues just to see if you can Google it for an AI assistant. So Dr. Greenwood,
yeah.
Psychiatrist in Edinburgh. You can find the practice, please. Roughly what? How long is? Should you have been with the CP long?
He's been here about 5 years.
Okay, so two months. Okay.
But it was the previous one, it was Dr. Robertson before that in Abbeywell, in West Cobra.
Yeah.
And he was the one that was talking to him about it all. So he's been on it that time. The medication was up maybe 5 years ago when he was here.
It's not bad, it's not on there. Okay. Louise, we can't find Dr. Greenwood as a psychiatrist in Edinburgh.
It was Meadow something, please.
Meadow, like?
The address is Meadow something for the place.
The address is Meadow something. What's that one, isn't it? Definitely Dr. Greenwood, Louise?
Yes, definitely, yeah. It was a female.
Lady? You don't know her first name, do you, Louise?
No, I did have a letter of some, but that was years ago. I don't even think I've got it anymore.
Okay, well, we'll just get as much evidence as we can from James and GP.
Right.
Okay. I'll write to the GP, I'll also write to for the Scottish National Hospital. I'll write to the local authority of where James was in care. So, was James in care?
Yeah, it was in the Royal Scottish National Hospital that he was in, and his mum and dad passed away by the time he wanted to know more about it. So his sisters are saying that he's been in with one of his sisters says he was in there at 3 months, and somebody says that he was in there at 3 years, so I'm not exactly sure, but he was in there before it, like 3 years before it.
Okay. Let me just go over James's statement with you. I'm very glad I can remember I was taken away from my family and placed into this institution. I believe I was there from birth or from a very young age. Mm-hmm. My memories from when I was extremely young are sometimes vague, but there are certain memories, moments, and experiences that I'll never forget. Growing up in a little peculiar fire. I've explained, okay. Okay. I'll write to the local authority of the Royal Scottish National Hospital. I'll get more information at camp. When I get the information back, Louise, from James Retirement Care, mm-hmm. do you want me to share that with you both?
Yes, please.
No problem.
There was already there speaking to taking all the information, and he's remembered the other stuff, and I've thought it's been.
Okay.
I don't know if it's more like if he's mentioned their names, but he's mentioned them like the what's it? Dr. Allen, he did a doctor in there as well.
Okay. So give me a sec. Let me I can add Dr. Allen's name.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Allen, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other names?
There is, but he says that he thinks he's sure that Dr. Allen's safe in the house at the front of RSNH as well. So he actually stayed one time. There was Sister Murray.
Oh, okay. Sister Murray, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sister Murray and Sister Snow and Irene Hosper as well.
Sister Snow, yeah.
Yeah.
And Irene
Hosper. He remembers some things that happened to him as well. Do you need to know that?
No. We'll go through that. When I get all the information back from your time and care.
Right.
So when I get all the information back from, you know, the local authority, if you like, or the council, we'll go through all of James' statements together, you and I, and James, if he's up for it. And then we'll add all of the stuff that he remembers into his statements before we do what's called our final submission release.
Right.
That's where we submit all of James's medical records, all of the evidence that we have from his time in care, all of the statements that James is happy with us submitting.
Yeah.
And then we'll send that off to the Scottish Regis. What we're probably best going to do, or what we're probably best doing as well, really, is getting a witness statement from you
mm-hmm.
at that time. Obviously, you didn't witness what happened to James in care. Or you have witnessed, you know, the after effects, if you like, and the effects of James's life now. You know, how he is, his night terrors, his mental health problems. But if you had a supporting statement from you as well, an impact statement, if you like, that will massively help James's case as well. So what we'll then do is we'll then submit all of that off to the Scottish Regis. We will wait what's called the panel days.
Mm-hmm.
So a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Regis will judge our case. James will not have to attend. It's a behind closed door panel, so we'll then obviously then be notified of hopefully get James the recognition that he deserves of any wrongdoing
mm-hmm.
And in the form of an apology and also an offer of financial compensation as well, Louise.
Right, he's really trying to do this on behalf of his cousin as well, because she was in there, but she's non-verbal, so she can't do all this, what James has been saying.
Have you or James got a power of attorney and LPOA over the, you know, with the cousin? Because you haven't got the legal power of attorney I can speak to.
No, it's her sisters that have got it.
Okay.
But she was, different situation. She was nearly allowed out overnights and stuff like that, and she's not able to talk, and the only thing she says is she hitted me, so she's not able to answer any questions or anything like that, and they weren't there. I've already spoke to them about that.
Yeah. I can definitely speak to the sisters through the LPOA, the legal power of attorney. and we can just obviously find out what information we can on James's. Is it niece, did you say?
No, cousin.
James's cousin, Zahar. But I think if we get you and James done, you know, proof of concept, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, we can come back and speak to James's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. So do you have any questions for me, Louise, on what my role is and how, what I'm going to achieve and try and achieve for James over the next 10 months?
No, I think after that last time, because I kind of thought it was like bringing them to justice, but you explained it's about the government.
Yeah,
like holding him accountable.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you have the option of utilising another law firm if you wish, and taking this van civil route.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously then finding a lawyer that will take you on a no-win, no-fee.
Right.
And whether you think James has got enough of the case to take it to court, of course, if you know, 2 or 3 years in the court. Yeah. No disrespect to James, but he's 65. The people that were looking after him, are they going to be around anymore?
Yeah, well, I know I had in hospital capacity, and that was the one that done the abuse on him.
Yeah. The idea is, Louise, and I think I may have said this to you on our last call, is to try and bring the Scottish Government to a form of justice, if you like.
Yeah.
You know, hit them in the pockets as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And the best we can hope for is that they take notice and try and stop these claims coming down the line in the future. The only way in which we can, you know, stop these claims coming down the line in the future is to get better care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, that's all we can hope for.
Yeah, I think it was just normal background for all the abuse that makes things that came forward, eh?
Well, that's why they're getting absolutely hammered now. And unfortunately, it's why they, you know, it's put a massive strain on the NHS up there, the prison service up there, because they didn't look after the kids, and the kids have just been absolutely, lives have been destroyed because of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just their lives, it's the family's lives as well.
Yes, in fact, an effort to be
here. Oh, yeah, it's massive. It's mental. How they thought, you know, treating people, children, like they treated them,
yeah.
You know, wasn't going to have a long-term effect. 70% of the men I speak to have all been through the prison service.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the sound care. Now, obviously, that's extra cost to the government.
Yeah.
Which is the government who basically put them in there because of, you know, what they've gone through as a child. So it's mental. It's an absolute mental.
I know, it's just horrible.
Vicious circle up there. I'm down here, but there's no schemes open down here just yet.
Mm-hmm.
The Church of England are opening one. Hopefully at some point this year, if not early next year.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be on a much larger scale, should we say, to the Scottish one.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah.
Just hope for
all the
vaccines are doing and that just
help. Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? To try and help kind of future generations of children in care.
Mm.
That's the hope. You know, obviously this is a business. Our business earns money from it.
Mm-hmm.
But our fees are by far the lowest in the market, and our aim is to try and help as many people as we can.
Yeah.
But I'll talk to you about our fees. I do have to speak to you about the fees, Louise. Just to make sure that you fully understand.
Yeah.
Our fees and what other options are out there for James before we embark on our largest body of work on James's behalf. So just to let you know, Louise, James can actually apply to the Scottish Redress himself without the use or help of a law firm. Obviously that would entail if you so wish to, or if James so wishes to gather your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case.
Well, we've actually had the form discussed quite about a year.
Yeah,
and I just didn't understand them.
They repeat themselves a lot.
I just didn't understand how it felt, and I thought, okay, well, there's no even bother about it. That's how, when I seen this, but that's on Facebook, a question that somebody got into contact with me.
I think, without being, disrespectful, I think they make it as hard as possible for you to think, and a couple of others.
Mm.
I think the forms are, there's three forms that all need signing. There's like 27 questions, 31 questions for each page, and they repeat each other. They repeat like probably two or three times. It's mental.
Yeah, and going through the games, it doesn't understand the forms, yeah. And it just gets a little upset, so.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate what you're doing for us.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. I just appreciate speaking to you guys up there, to be honest with you, just so we can, you know, help. So that is an option for you. Obviously, it's not a great option. Option two, Louise, is there are other law firms in England and Scotland that will help James apply to the Scottish redress, and they won't charge him or yourself any fees.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they don't, or why they don't charge fees, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish government as part of the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses, or draws that case.
Right.
So, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do for James, or, you know, probably more importantly, what they don't do or won't do for James. Obviously, they get paid whether James wins or loses.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is, as a law firm, we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. James, can you take that hockey? It's okay. As a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. We don't accept handouts from the Scottish government.
No.
We don't. We certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish government. We don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish government either. What we do is enter into a private fee agreement with James under a no-win, no-fee contract, where if we win, James wins. If we lose, James loses, and we lose together. It's also on us as a business to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give James the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process. So what that means is, obviously, the more James wins, the more we get alongside him. Our fees, Louise, are capped at 16% plus VAT. What that means is, no matter how much work, time and effort goes into James's case, he will never pay us more than 16% plus VAT. That will net James out in fees totaling at 19.2%. Our closest competitor is 20% plus VAT. That will take him up to 24% total in fees. Yeah, there are fees. They're capped at 15% plus VAT. The no-win, no-fee side, the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, is because James is deemed as a vulnerable client, because A, has a time of care, B, has mental health problems, and obviously C, now because of the learning difficulties, we will never put James under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with his case. We can't, we won't do it. So if we don't get James compensation, he won't pay us any money.
Right.
Our insurance policy will cover our fees from our end.
Mm-hmm.
It's a genuine no-win, no-fee, is what I'm trying to say to you. I just need you guys to have that peace of mind that if we are unsuccessful in your case, we won't be coming knocking and asking for money from you guys.
Right.
Is that okay, Louise?
Yeah, that's fine. It's never, ever, ever been about money. It's just...
Hang on.
Put his mind at rest as well, so it wouldn't matter if he's saying 100%. Like, it really doesn't matter.
No, I know. Like I said, it's about the recognition. And it's about, obviously, trying to stop these claims from happening again in the future. Do you understand those two options, Louise, I've just given you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, and you're happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, thank you. You signed some documentation with us. Well, James signed some documentation with us, which I had. Let me just check when you signed. It signed 3 weeks ago. James had what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date he signed.
Yeah.
What that means is he had 14 days to change his mind before we started any work on his case, and he could rip the documentation up with us and walk away and obviously complete this case however which way he wants. If he is unaware, if you were unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, I can restart that date upon today. Which we wouldn't start on James's case for another 14 days. or alternatively, you have the right to waive the 14-day cool-off period, and you can obviously get started with James's case and start collecting as evidence, but that's entirely up to you, Louise.
Yeah, well, we didn't know, but we still want you to go ahead with it.
Okay.
Like, we didn't know there was a cool-off period, but we don't want that anyway.
Okay, excellent. You have my number, Louise. My name's Michael. If you call into this business, ask for me. If you need me for anything, any questions, just give me a call. I wish you and James now. You have rights to James within the next 2 weeks with all of my contact details, my any referral numbers, and an outline and our process. But if you need me in the meantime, just pick up the phone and give me a call, please. If you can't get through, Louise, leave me a message. The stylus system or the phone system doesn't usually pick up missed calls, because we do get a lot.
Yeah.
If you leave a message, it has to send me that message, so I will get it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions for me, Louise?
Seeing you're sending out, the stuff that you send out, is it by post?
I can send it out by post and by email.
Right. We did see the things that we signed, we couldn't access it when the lady was on the phone. Would you be able to send a copy of them just so we've got them?
Yeah, of course.
Right, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Let me figure out how to do that, and I will get them sent out to you.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Any other questions, Louise?
No, that's everything. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you, Louise. I'll just speak to you soon.
Great, thanks. Bye.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for calling to me.
Oh, you too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah.